This is Danny Cash, and you are watching
Space Cloud. Oh my gosh.
Oh, they got a new voice for her.
Did they?
Yeah, it says recording in progress.
Yeah.
Instead of this meeting is being recorded.
Oh yeah. This meeting is now being recorded.
This meeting.
That sound like fighting words to me.
Them's fat words if I ever heard them.
I feel like somebody would do that, though. Like somebody, like, I feel like if you had, like, an old, like, a boomer on here or something, and then just hear this mini is being recorded, be like,
what? Oh, jeez. That's...
I can see that happening to somebody.
If my grandma or grandpa ever heard something like that, they go, "I'm a Terminator, hereafter."
If I gave it to certain people I know, they'd be like, "What? Did I say you could record me? What?" Like, yeah, you did. You did.
Oh, jeez.
Certain people who do a lot of drinking, mostly. Yeah.
Well,
which I used to do, but, I've been pretty much sober since Canada Day, so about a month.
Woo!
About a month.
Go, Brandon. All right.
Yeah. And never really thought I could ever do it. Thought I could do it. But then, you know, there's that one... there's always that one thing that happens that... Well, you don't drink, so...
No.
I don't know if you know, but... Usually there's... Most of the time... Pretty much all of the time, actually, for anyone who stops drinking is because they feel like it's ruining their life. Or usually there's one thing that happens that really alters their life or makes them wake the fuck up. And it's usually an assault charge or an avoided assault charge. And then they're like, you either have to stop drinking by court mandated or you just decided that things have gotten too out of control and need to start taking hold of my life.
Yeah.
So one step at a time.
One step at a time. And like the first time trying to quit stuff like that is the hardest, right? Like the first few weeks and months of that are the hardest part. But once you get past that, you make it a routine.
Yeah,
it gets a little easier.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
A little easier. It does not get... Easy,
Well...
Tiny steps.
When someone was like... I went to a counselor and he was like... he was telling me things and he was like... I talked to him about some things, I don't want to say out loud, but anyways.
No, you don't have to, if you're not comfortable with it.
Well, I don't want to publicly release them.
Yeah.
But, and then he was like, he was kind of a dick. I didn't really like him, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
He talked a lot about like fentanyl addicts and started laughing about people overdosing. And it was really, I was like, are you sure you're a counselor?
Yeah, so you're a counselor, huh? I feel real safe here.
Right? Yeah, here he comes. He's probably a better counselor. Gosh.
Yeah, look Damn at him. Cat. He's a
good he's counselor. He's the cat. Anyways, he was like, you may never be able to drink. He didn't say you never be able to drink again. It was like he was explaining that, like, people who he said that, like, you have some people who drink like have like behavioral, like it kind of like flips their personality on their head.
Right. Okay.
And they go into like bad, I guess basically angry drunks.
Right.
Which is a little bit of what was happening to me. And he said, no, well, those people usually can't drink again or whatever. And I was like, trying to imagine my entire life never drinking again was obviously hard to like even thought, where I was like, no. Immediately I was like, no, I can't do that. But then if you just, you know, go, well, it's already been like, it's already been like a week at that point. And then it was like, well, if I just don't think about it, then if I just, you know, if you just take it a day at a time and
exactly,
if you want a drink, like you can have a drink, but for me, it was like, if I want a drink, I'll have a drink. But if I don't feel like I can stop, then I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Like on a day, if I'm like, I really need a drink, and then I know that that would be a day that I would just keep drinking. But if it's on a day and I'm like, you know, I wouldn't mind one, and then maybe I'll go, you know, if I'm just at home one night and I got work the next day or something. It's more like if you have, like on a weekend is particularly hard because, you know, you don't have anything to do that next day. So if you start drinking when you get home on a Friday and then you just keep going because, you know, you don't have anything, then kind of goes your whole freaking weekend.
Right.
You're out of it Saturday. Like, you're just, fuck, there goes your day because you're in bed sick. Being hungover is the same thing. I don't know, what's that? You don't drink at all, so like you wouldn't really know the difference, I guess.
No. You know, I've had some people in my life that have been quite the friend to the bottle. And I've been there for them. So I don't know what it's like firsthand, but I know what it's like to be there for somebody who needs the help that they deserve.
Yeah, it's hard to,
like, I can't imagine what it is you're going through right now. I mean, not really. I guess the closest thing I can imagine is, hey, you know what, buddy? No more fucking cheeseburgers for you.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, fuck!
Yeah, and it's like, fuck! But then, you know, if you want certain things in your life and alcohol is preventing you from doing that, then...
Like, if it starts to... Like, if anything starts to get in the way of your life, then it's considered an issue, kind of
thing. Yeah. There's a lot of like, celebrities and actors. I know, like, Bradley Cooper stopped, among other people that it... Bradley Cooper stuck out to me for some reason, that he just said he stopped drinking, I think, at, like... around the age I am now, I think he's 28 or 29. He just felt like he was ruining his life. So it felt like I was ruining my life. So I just...
Like, so you just stop.
I want to do shit with my life. And alcohol is, unfortunately, not... help is stopping that, I feel like.
Well, either way, it's a rough journey for sure, but
it's a weird thing, and that's, it's, well, you know, you just try to take it a day at a time, and sometimes you don't think about it, and sometimes you think about it a bunch.
Yeah. And, well, I'm glad that you've got a pretty good head on your shoulders to be taking it one day at a time here. Some people don't. Some people take it as like, I'm quitting cold turkey, and then like it just builds up and it's like it's.
Yeah, you can't. I don't like. You can quit cold turkey, but then the chances, like, here's the thing: is okay. How easy is it to drink? You know, all you have to do is go grab a fucking bottle and start drinking.
Yeah,
and then if you want to keep drinking, you just grab another bottle and you drink, and then you drink and you drink, and I was just drinking and drinking until the fucking.
The cows come home.
Didn't feel like I could drink anymore. Like, felt like I was like, I'm fucked. But mostly, I was like, okay, I gotta fucking go to bed. Fuck. You know, literally like that. It was like, I gotta go. Wasn't even like, okay, let's have a couple and then, you know, maybe hang out for an hour and then go to bed. It was like, okay, I was going to go to bed 3 hours ago and stop drinking 4 hours ago, and neither of those things happened. So. Right. And there goes the next day, you know, because you go to bed shit-faced at 4 a.m.
It just slips you by. I mean, I've had nights like that, but for different reasons, mainly because of video game.
Yeah, video and games.
Shitty ones at that. Like, not even the good video games. Like, shit like League of Legends? Ugh.
Yeah, video games can be an addiction. Absolutely. And that's another thing that can suck you in.
Yeah. Well, if you do anything too much for too long, it becomes an addiction.
Becomes like, a lifestyle. You normalize it, right? Like,
and you know what they say about lifestyle? Like the lifestyle commercial I made for audio class and prep. Lifestyle is the bee's knees.
Lifestyle is the bee's knees.
God, you remember making those commercials?
Not really.
No?
No.
I do.
Oh, did we do? Oh, I didn't do the commercial. I did the.
No, because it was a sound wave, right? Where you had to advertise, it's like Samsung's the new lifestyle.
Oh,
you
had
to like write a song or write a jingle.
Yeah, there was also like redoing the movie score or whatever.
In my second year, we did a scene from, we took a scene from, it was an Arnold Schwarzenegger film.
Right? Total Recall?
Scrotal Recall, yeah.
I did that one.
So we put fucking cartoon sound effects over it. Shit. It's really stupid.
Yeah, I did that one. I freaking. Like, it was a whole, like, collaborative effort. Like, literally everyone from the class had, like, at least one sort of sound effect or something in it.
Yeah.
And then. And then Heather lost my USB, and I was like,
Oh, fool,
gone forever. It's all her fault.
If you're listening to this, Heather, you've betrayed us for the last fucking time. We know where you live.
We know where you live.
We know where you live. I've seen where you sleep.
Actually, I think she moved, but
oh,
well, I still know.
She doesn't know that, Heather. You don't know.
I know. That you don't know that I know. Actually, you do, because you told me, but that's not the point.
Yeah. Well, if you were me, then I'd be you.
Space cloud, that's where I'm going tonight. Space cloud, yeah. Hi.
You know, another thing I stopped is watching pornography.
Recently. Oh, you stopped watching porno?
Yeah, I stopped watching porn. Oh. So it's actually harder
Watching porn's hard, a lot harder than quitting drinking, I think.
Yeah, it is. Especially, it is very. What were you gonna say?
What? Oh, nothing. I was just gonna say it's like, at least, at least they don't card you when you're looking at porn online, really.
Yeah. Are you 18 years or older? I was clicking yes since
I was, clicking I was yes.
12.
Yeah.
I've been clicking yes since I was 12, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Didn't change. I was getting a lot into the spending too much time on the OnlyFans, and I was like, I am paying for a minimal amount of happiness to make other people horny, to make girls horny who are gonna go and pleasure other people because of
wait,
me.
So yeah. You had an OnlyFans account? Like you were posting? Is that what I'm getting from this?
No, I thought about it, honestly. But no. I was like, I don't. There's a lot of commitment that goes into that, and a lot of like angles, and like
it's hard to sell guy pornography, honestly, because dicks on the internet, they're a dime a dozen, my man.
Yeah, they
it's
are.
Hard to sell shit like that.
It can be, and you have to like do a lot of. Well, I mean, the thing is okay. You start out okay. So there's this. I know there's this girl who she used to be on the radio
as
radio host, and now then she started doing an OnlyFans, which was but she started making content, and then she went to OnlyFans, and she was just doing like erotic audio.
Like ASMR kind of shit.
Yeah, well, like reading like erotic stories and stuff that were like sent like fan fiction and
yeah, like the Bionicle instructions and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, only the pure erotic.
Literature. So she got fired from the radio. Well, before that, she got fired from the radio and then started OnlyFans. Well, she was doing other stuff, and then she was like hesitant about OnlyFans, and then she's like, okay, well, I'll just do the erotic audio, and then after a while, you know, she started putting out a weekly topless pics, for an extra fee, and now she started to dabble a bit into the more like. Selling her body instead of just her voice. And I mean, that's the thing, is it's just a rabbit hole, and you just become more and more
it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, you just normalize more and more.
And like that's the thing, it's kind of a double-edged sword, because like, well, the porn industry is kind of not as great as it's all cracked up to be.
No.
There's a lot of people that get their start doing it, but then they move on to other things and then realize, holy shit, this is the kind of environment I was working in.
Yeah, well, also, like, that's what... I mean... Well, even right now, like... I mean, if you want to talk about relatable, I mean, we have to live with all the shit we've done, right?
Yeah.
Like, all the shit we're putting out now, even if the podcast was not that great. You know, we put it out there. Maybe we talked about something that we could later be like, that was kind of... I didn't really know that was... Felt good at the time, but, you know. Just like
out of context,
felt good at the time, but you got to live with that the rest of your life.
Yeah. I mean, like, what else is life other than seeing what mistakes we can get away with without dying and shit.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want, like, to be like, okay, yeah, I just got, I don't want to get into I just got gangbanged for like 2 years and now, you know, 5 years later I've retired from porn and I want to be taken seriously.
Yeah, but a lot of people still aren't going to be taking you seriously because of your past.
And yeah, like, which is it's unfortunate.
That kind of sucks for them. Because, you know, that sometimes these people get tricked into doing it. Like, they, like, it's kind of,
I mean, look at that. Explain
this. Like, it's like promising a horse an apple, but you give him a fucking
crab apple.
Something else. A crab apple, yeah. A crap apple, more like.
A crap apple. Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you horse look at, apple. Like...
You give him a horse apple.
Yeah. I mean, you look at, like, Mia Khalifa, who's, like... She blew up, right? She was, like, super popular.
Yeah.
Still is. Still is because of that. But she was, like, 18, maybe?
Yeah, that's, like, dangerously close to... Not
but
legal. That's
like, but like, if she lives till fucking 80 years old,
she's still gonna have that reputation.
Hear about that shit.
Yeah.
For the rest, like, that. Like, what you did at 18, you're still gonna have to hear about at fucking 80. How many people, like, does that happen for? You know?
Unless you come up with some, like, scientific. Revolution or something, or you fucking.
You're like, hey, she invented a rocket. Did you know she also used to do porn?
Yeah, because porn for some reason is held more accountable, I guess. Like, it's not that we value that sort of thing higher, it's just people focus on it more. And it's kind of too bad because there are a lot of accomplishments outside of just what they do as basically a day job to sometimes just to survive or otherwise just it's kind of too bad that they're like, that's something that they can't rid of themselves. Like shit, a plumber retires at fucking 40 or whatever, and like, people might think of him as a plumber here or there, but it's like, whatever. But someone retires as a porn star, that's all they'll ever be in some people's eyes, and that's just not fair.
No, it's not.
It shouldn't be that way. They should they should not have their past basically define them in such a negative way. Like, they didn't do anything inherently wrong, I think.
They didn't, but I mean...
But they're almost reprimanded for just... Like I said, sometimes it's by choice that they go into that industry. Sometimes they're, like, tricked into doing it because... They think it's, like, sexually liberating or something like that. But sometimes that's just not the case. But that's still something that sticks with you for life. You might as well be branded.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, and then you get... that's a lot you could get into. I mean, you start talking about, like, even, like, dudes who then go gay for pay, or they just do gay porn because that's what they get, make better money off of, or whatever the hell.
Yeah, and, like, it's bad for both men and women. I think it impacts women a little bit more because a lot of porn is kind of directed towards males, it seems. But
yes.
Either way, they get like, the short end of the dick. I mean, stick. Fuck.
Oh, it's almost like we're all sick, perverted.
Yeah, we're disgusting monsters on the inside. Some of us on the outside. But...
Hey, speak for yourself.
Speak from yourself. You're beautiful.
Speaking of disgusting monsters, Chris Chan.
God, Chris Chan. Okay, so for those of our viewers that are unfamiliar with Chris Chan or Christina Weston Chandler, formerly before they announced themselves to be transgender, were known as Chris Chan in the Wild West days of the internet, essentially where bullying was just kind of there and nobody really did anything about it.
Cyberbullying. Just turn off the computer, bro.
Turn off the computer. Yeah, but...
Yeah, so but there's this thing called, like, a conscience and, like, a mind and, like...
Yeah, the damage shit, is like, already
goes
there.
In there.
Yeah, that's like... downloading fucking... That's like downloading Bonzi Buddy and then just saying, no, just turn off the computer, bro.
That's no, like,
Bonzi Buddy's still there.
That's like in the LimeWire days when you went to download that movie and it ended up being like
getting a guy
three women getting three women fucking a horse.
Yeah.
And then you're like, or yeah, Mr. you could Hanks. Just turn the computer off, but the damage has already been done. Okay.
Yeah, I already saw what happened. Saw what happened to Mr. Hands. God.
I wanted to watch fucking Batman Begins, and I got
Batman Begins instead of get fucking ISIS someone getting their head chopped off video.
So yeah,
the fuck, I didn't sign up for this. I'm 12. Anyway, yeah. So the point with Chris Chan is at first glance when you look into this unfortunately sad history of Christina Weston Chandler, at first it's kind of funny. Because they just seem like a kind of lovable buffoon, right? But the more you look into it, the more you're like, holy shit, this person didn't stand a chance. They were born with autism, more high functioning. Yeah, there's
nothing. Own thing, though.
Yeah,
right. That's... Yeah, I guess that would be part of it, right? But
like, yeah.
Well, I guess that would be
like the rude. There's nothing wrong with being autistic at all. Unfortunately, the parents didn't know how to raise said child. So they just kind of it was just kind of bad parenting on.
Right, but what's going on? What's going on recently, though? Like, what's,
okay,
like...
so without all the hundreds of hours of weird,
right? People can catch up on that on their own if they so choose. What is the recently happening with that?
So, unfortunately, Chris Chan, Christina Weston Chandler, has been staying with their mother. Because they are not, because they're codependent. They're not.
Right. The mom has Alzheimer's.
And the mom has dementia.
Something. Yeah.
But
they're both. It's kind of like two fucked up people living together, and two wrongs don't make a right. You know.
Yeah. So one person is. Has basically abandonment, lonely, and severe anxiety, and they've only been
right. So what's it,
transgender for not that long? So their sexuality.
Right. So okay. Let's get to the nitty gritty here. So like
the nitty gritty. A long story short, essentially, this person had sex with their. With their
so Chris
dementia-riddled mother. And this is not a joke. This is 100% real.
It's pretty funny. It's got some dark humor there.
As if that wasn't like weird and fucked up enough. Here's the thing. Because Christina is transgender, right? And identifies as a female. The state of Virginia. They live in Virginia, which a bit of a redneck.
Virginia's of kind of behind a bit the of a times. Redneck state. They're very not terror. They're like non-progressive.
Yeah. So here's where things get interesting, because they're both female. It doesn't technically count as incest in that state.
Huh?
But because Christian Weston Chandler, which was their birth assign name, but they now go by Christina, because they were born a male but transitioned to female later, it's going to be a whole court case. So this could potentially... Like, as horrible as this situation is, this could actually bring some sort of progression to the state of Virginia. And that's something to think about.
There is a light at the end of every tunnel. And in spite of how dark it is, there is a light at the end of every tunnel. And that is a dark fucking tunnel.
Regardless, I hope that she finds, both of them find the help that they need, because they should not be living together after that situation. It's just,
well, they probably shouldn't have in the first place.
Leaping out of this rabbit hole that we have dug ourselves into.
We can go into another rabbit hole.
Yeah, let's go into a different rabbit hole. This one is... Oh my god. Yeah. This one's too deep. We're only scratching the surface here on...
Yeah.
That's just a recent event. There's been over 15 years worth of stuff like this.
You could talk person. About... There's people that aren't, there's people that have led interesting lives because they're like fascinating people. And then there's people that are just absolute fucking train wrecks who never really stood a chance. And they're kind of interesting in that way.
It's interesting in a way that watching a, like you said, a train wreck, where it's like, it's so beautifully terrible.
There's that an it's idiosyncrasy.
Yeah, I guess that's the word. I couldn't really think of
I don't fucking know. It's fucked up, but it's sort of like
it's interesting, but
it's so warped that it can like, it's like an onion. It's like you're crying, but you're still peeling the layers off, and
seem to be an end to it.
Yeah. You're crying, but you're still dealing with the onion, and you're just kind of like continuing to chop it and getting in layers and layers and wiping the tears, but you keep doing it and you just can't find yourself stopping, and then when you finally go, okay, that's enough, well, then there's another onion.
Yeah, then the onion starts peeling itself, and you're like, oh shit, I bought a self-peeling onion, and now it's not gonna stop.
Speaking of self-peeling onions, Josh Atchison. That is the guy who left a comment on our last podcast about where we talked for a little bit. Yeah, we talked for a little bit about the Tom Hanks conspiracy theory, which we'll get into another one later by popular demand, or maybe just Josh's.
Yeah, not sure. By Josh's popular demand.
Yeah. Let me, I just like to, let me read this comment.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah, like we said on our last episode, we touched on Tom Hanks, the rumor that was perpetuated last year that apparently so has some steam, according to Josh's very lengthy response about Tom Hanks getting a Greek citizenship because pedophilia is considered a disability in Greece and he fucks kids. Right. Which is something that we'll talk about later, because I have my own. I was starting to connect some dots about, you know, I tried to look at, you know, instead of just dismissing the whole thing, I tried to sort of see, well, here's maybe how that, and maybe it is, but that's a later thing. Here's what Josh had to say.
Okay.
And I quote, "Take a look at the celebrity deaths this month, July alone. There are many under 60 years of age. One thing to note are in the last 2 days, we have Bob Odenkirk, Breaking Bad, last week, who collapsed while filming." By the way, Bob Odenkirk didn't die, so that kind of negates his first sentence. He just had a heart attack, and he's actually okay. Thank God, because Bob Odenkirk is fucking, he's great.
Yeah, like, we're glad he's okay.
Yeah.
Bob Odenkirk, I don't know where he heard that he died, because it's not true.
Yeah, no, I think he's just trying to say that he, well, he didn't die, he just had a heart health scare, but he's okay.
Yeah, people don't always die from heart attacks.
He's, you know, and some people just, you know, they have things, and he's also almost, he's like 58 years old, you know, he's,
yeah.
He just did like an action movie and stuff, so you know. You see that Mr. Nobody? It's called Nobody. Nobody.
No, I haven't seen that.
It's quite good. I quite enjoyed it.
Bob Odenkirk. Viewer, if you're watching this, go watch Nobody. It features a not dead actor.
It features the not so dead Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah.
Anyways, to continue, we have, a guy named Jay Pickett, who's a Hollywood actor. He died today or last week.
So which is it?
Which is it, Josh? Today or last week?
Sorry, what's
his name? We already, you know, Jay Pickett. Yeah. We already said to Bob Odenkirk, who didn't even die. Now you're saying Jay Pickett, and you're not even sure when he died. Who's a Hollywood actor. He died today or last week while filming a movie. Another Breaking Bad actor died today. What Breaking Bad? What Breaking Bad actor died today?
Yeah, you're not going to name them?
Can you find that out, Elliot? Do you know?
For the JPEG?
I don't know. Thing? No, like what Breaking Bad actor died?
Okay.
Who? Who was that? Like, what is this guy? Like, okay, so we already... Jay Pickett?
Oh, Saginaw Grant. So he was 85, who was a prolific Native American character actor and hereditary chief of the Sac and Fox Nation of Oklahoma.
Okay, well...
That actually... Shit.
Okay. Oh, that's...
Okay. He was known for the Lone Ranger as well.
Okay, but he was 85.
Yeah, he was 85. Which is...
So, pretty... Shit. Like,
that's like my grandparents' pretty age.
Good like life.
Once people get to that age, you gotta start keeping a pretty close eye on them.
Yeah, well, that's safe to say they're... Safe to say, more of their life has been lived than not.
Yeah. So to all you, all the viewers out here, always remember to, you know, once you're done watching this podcast, call your grandma, call your grandpa, heck, call your mom and dad even. Just tell them how much you love them.
Tell them that, you're thinking of them and that Josh Hutchinson thinks they're already dead.
Yeah.
Okay. What was don't the deal with? don't do that. What was the deal with Jay Pickett? Was this this guy died?
Okay. He? Yeah. So he did die on the 30th. Okay. At 60.
At 60. Okay. At 60. So not even under 60.
Yeah, so not even under 60.
So already the two people that died were over 60, and Bob Odenkirk isn't dead.
Although some like metal guy did die.
Oh well, that's metal as fuck. Death is metal as fuck, don't you know? Yeah. Like, yeah, rock and roll death.
Yeah. But, well, like, yeah, to an extent, but it does kind of suck when they die like young ish.
Oh yeah, that's always unfortunate. But let's continue with Jay's comments here.
Yeah, let's
continue. Where I'm going with this is Hollywood may as well exist because of dark ritualistic activities and pedophilia. Ever heard of adrenochrome? Nope. Who has heard of adrenochrome? Not too many people, I'm guessing. What does this have to do? I don't understand how a guy named Jay Pickett dying at 60 and another Native American actor who was 85 dying and Bob Odenkirk having a heart attack has to do with dark ritualistic
pedophilia. Well, dark and ritualistic, maybe Joey Jordison, who was the guy I was talking about, he died,
when did he die?
The 29th.
Okay, what was it? He was metal? He was a metal art musician?
Slipknot, it looks like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't read about that.
Yeah.
Oh well, I like
it. Sucks, man. Yeah,
some good stuff. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, then maybe he would. Yeah, if he had mentioned that guy, it would have made more sense.
Yeah, I don't know about the pedophilic stuff, though. I don't know.
No, but like dark, real, ritualistic, like metal.
Yeah, that sounds pretty metal.
Yeah, that's pretty metal. Okay, but
yeah.
Bob Odenkirk.
He didn't mention that. I didn't mention that. So his entire fucking. So his entire argument is completely nullified already.
Yeah. Okay, he goes, ever heard of adrenochrome? Question marks. And then does not proceed to explain what adrenochrome is. Yeah, he goes, so pedophilia is the cover for all the other crazy shit they do, and adrenochrome is the worst. What?
Yeah, what?
I don't, like, we're not here to purposefully pick you apart and we don't want to belittle you here, Josh, and we appreciate your comment, and we want to take it, like, we're pretty open-minded. We want to take all viewpoints into consideration. Right. You know, we don't instantly dismiss things here.
But so far, your argument is built on sticks.
Yeah.
And historically speaking, that piggy's house does not stand.
And those sticks are like already been cut in the middle, so it's just one strong wind that's gonna just blow that apart. And we might be that strong wind gust.
Coming up my butthole.
To continue, this goes on. Let me get through the whole thing. Tom Hanks could have been a procurer of adrenochrome. Ellen DeGeneres is somehow involved.
Maybe. Oh, okay. So apparently adrenochrome is like blood harvesting thing.
Oh, that's like Children of the Corn or something.
Yeah, it's... God. Yeah, so like there's that whole conspiracy theory that's
hey, this is the best part. Yeah. After he goes, Tom Hanks could have been a procurer of adrenochrome. Ellen DeGeneres is somehow involved.
Yeah.
Perhaps the Bush family.
Perhaps the Bush.
Let's just throw in random things at this point, you know. Hey. Yeah,
maybe Thomas Jefferson. Maybe yeah. Bo Burnham, maybe
that homeless guy I saw today outside Walmart.
Yeah, Jolly Green Giant.
You know, Xavier, because he's not here. Adrenochrome.
He's not here.
So we know, buddy. We know. Say yeah, you're watching.
We love
watching.
You, Xavier. But,
we love we you. We heard you watching. He said he's doing family stuff tonight, and that's why he can't join.
Yeah, family stuff. He's harvesting his family's blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's why he looks so good.
Yeah, that's why he's in such good shape. Fuck it.
Yeah. I knew that keto diet shit doesn't fucking work. It's adrenochrome.
Perhaps the Bush family, a whole slew of politicians, especially Hillary Clinton. I mean,
you know, I could see Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah,
I could see that.
I can see that. But I mean, okay, yeah. I mean, it's easy to just throw Hillary Clinton under the bus, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, her own husband basically threw her under the bus.
Well, yeah.
She threw herself under the bus in the 2016 elections. Like, come the fuck on. Did you really think Pokemon Go to the polls is going to win you any sort of voters? You fucking idiot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's that's a whole other thing. And also, like, when Bill Clinton was, like, denied ever going to the Epstein's Island or whatever, and
I did not go to Epstein's Island.
I did not go to Epstein's Island.
Island.
Uh-huh. I was only on the plane. 26 times. 26 times.
Good God!
What were you doing? You just were like, I like this plane. Hey, this is a nice island full of fucking children.
Yeah, the water slides at Epstein Island must be really good to go back 26 fucking times.
Fucking oh, you know those water slides are good. He probably slides down them butt naked.
Fuck, I shouldn't have said that. That's disgusting.
This keeps going here. Take a look at Chrissy Teigen. Right now, she's a fucking monster, and her husband, John Legend, may seem like a great guy, but these two, their fucking plane on the way to Japan was turned around over 30% into the flight, and they were questioned! Okay. Exclamation points. Exclamation points. About what? About what? Yes, Josh, about what? What the fuck were they questioned about? You tell us.
Yeah, you tell us. You're the one telling us. I don't even know who those people are. So, like, they could just be people you fucking know personally. Like, your pencil pals and whatever shit.
No, I know. You know John Legend. The singer dude. All of me loves all of you.
Oh, you know okay. Yeah, now I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and then his wife.
Chrissy T. That sounds like a Spice Girl. That's not a
Chrissy,
Spice Girl.
Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, Chrissy Teigen. That makes more sense. Chrissy T. Is like, is that a fucking
Chrissy
Spice Girl?
Chrissy T. All right, I'm trying to read. They were questioned about what again? About what?
They were questioned about
what? They were questioned about what? Yeah, what? Why? Who is report? Okay, let's back up from Josh because let's say maybe this is a guy who does his research.
But I mean, then, does he? But then he doesn't fucking elaborate on it.
Okay, are you telling me who's just putting out a story that just says they were questioned?
SpongeBob and SquarePants. Doesn't
say about what they were questioned for. How do you know that they were questioned? Did somebody call and be like, hello, MSNBC? No, he's the reporter. Yes. Hello. Yeah. It was Josh Atkinson. He was on the plane.
Yeah.
He's like, I know. I was there. I saw them get out and they were talked to. And so I know they were questioned. It's like, maybe they just asked, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
When your plane stops 30% into the flight, you're going to want to know what the fuck's going on.
You know what it could have been? Oh, wow. A plane stops 30% into the flight, gets turned around because, I don't know, maybe the plane was fucking broken or whatever shit.
I have a story about that.
Yeah, planes are scary sometimes.
Planes are fucking frightening. And I thought I was going to die. But that's its own story.
That's a story.
We're talking about Josh. By the way, I think Tegan is dead.
Wow. Okay.
How do you think she's dead if she was just on a plane getting questioned? Okay.
Yeah. Care to explain why?
There's nothing current on her photos or IE photos or anything. Oh, there's nothing current on her. For example, photos or anything.
Well, did this like just happen? Because, like, I don't know, maybe she wanted to take a fucking break or some shit, you know? Like, it doesn't matter if you're a celebrity. Ozzy Osbourne doesn't put a fucking Instagram picture on every day.
I don't know. Google Chrissy Teigen and see what comes up in recent news.
Okay.
Okay. Where else is he going? I think Teigen is dead. There's nothing current on her photos or anything. The media tries to pass off current photos and statements as her. Okay. So is she not have current photos or does she have current photos? Or is the media making shit up? What is going on here, Josh?
It could be.
You need you're kind of all over the map here. You need to stick to one specific. You're like our podcast. You're all over the map. You got to stick to one subject and just stay linear with it. Anyway, he says the media tries to pass off current photos and statements as her, but what I see is nothing in the last year or two.
So,
if the other day her plane just got fucking. Yeah,
maybe she's not fucking dead.
Maybe she's not dead, and maybe there is something. Like, what is this? If you haven't seen anything in the last year or two, what is this news about her plane being taken down and her being questioned?
Yeah. If she was dead for like 1 or 2 years ago, why are they like fucking puppeteering her corpse, huh? Why didn't they do that with Prince Philip?
This
like a bigger figurehead.
This comment is like when you go to a backyard open mic and the guy who runs it just has a bunch of setups without any punchlines.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, so I was walking my dog, and you know what happens then? I got a sweater for Christmas.
Yeah, it's like,
let me tell you, when I eat pickle juice, I think of Tom Hanks, and what about Forrest Gump, eh? How are you doing, people?
Yeah, and it's like, where the fuck are you going with this?
Yeah, what? Where are you going with this, Josh? Where are you going with this?
Jeez.
Anyway, there's so much to research. Yeah, How about you do some?
How about you do some? And let us know what you fucking find.
Let us know what you find, please. We're on your side. Sort of.
Okay, here's the thing. I think they did do research, but like on completely different topics and forgot that, you know, typing a sentence is not like making a fucking Venn diagram. It doesn't always connect. You know? Like,
yeah, you can't
here just... we got fucking conspiracy theory about Chrissy Teigen, fucking John Legend, whatever. Then we got Andy Chrome or whatever.
Adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome. Tom Pedophile Hanks. Like, like, fuck off. That's not a... So what's the middle piece?
What's the narrative here? What's the narrative? What's the
fucking narrative?
What is the narrative here, Stephen?
You're putting together a jigsaw using different fucking like puzzles, man.
This is like that horror movie where nothing connects.
Like we're trying to talk about a horse. We're trying to make a horse puzzle, and you're bringing in fucking snowman puzzle. What are you doing?
This is like trying to build a snowman, and someone brings a Lego.
Yeah. It's a fucking Lego snowman.
What the fuck, man? What are you doing here? What the hell is going on?
Fucking guy.
God damn anyway, it.
What's the next one? Oh,
he keeps going. Anyway, there's so much to research, but a rumor came out today that Hanks flew from Greece to Milan for a film festival in June 13th or so. In June 13th?
June it
probably
13th.
Means on. Okay.
Yeah.
Typo, that's acceptable.
Yeah, that we can't fault Josh.
Can't fault Josh. Can't fault you there, Josh. I mean, everything else, a little bit questionable, but that...
But that is, you know,
understandable.
It's literally I and O are right next to each other. That's...
Yeah, and it's a common mistake. You're forgiven for that. But everything else...
But everything else...
Explain yourself.
We're keeping the grammar Nazis off your back this time.
Yeah. 13th or so. Says he was arrested, but who knows? Well, do you know?
Do you know?
Apparently not.
Says
we
he
don't
was arrested,
know.
But who knows?
Do you want us to just research all of the... We've already researched a few things. Like, how much
we've literally fucking had to research everything you've talked about so far.
Yeah, like, why are you, like... You're just raising questions and that nobody's asking. And you're wanting everyone to research them. And it's like...
Like, get off your fucking high horse, Confucius.
The fuck?
That doesn't even make sense. I just said does not make any fucking sense.
No.
Story.
Just whatever, though. Whatever. This whole thing. Actually, story says he was executed. So who really... really knows?
Tom Hanks has not been fucking executed.
First, he was arrested. Okay, here's a sentence. Anyways, there's so much to research, but a rumor came out today that Hanks flew from Greece to Milan for a film festival in June 13th or so. On June 13th or so.
Yep.
Forgiving that. Says he was arrested, but who knows? Actually, story says he was executed. So, who really knows?
Actually, story says he just shit his pants.
Who really knows?
Actually, that was his clone that Michael Jackson gave to him while he visited the Pope in fucking Hawaii.
Don't you fucking start another rumor, you bastard.
Yeah, oh my god. Like, this is nonsense. This doesn't make... There's no fucking... Okay, so have you seen that meme from, like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where I think it's Charlie Day, right? And he's, like, he's got a bit of, like, eyeshadow on, and he's got one of those, like, cork boards with a bunch of shit tied together with string, and he's like... That's this fucking guy.
And we're almost done here. to Toph and to go, let's finish this off. Where's Tom anyway? Actually, Hollywood is pretty crickets right now.
Hollywood is pretty cricket right now?
Apparently.
What the fuck does that mean?
I have no idea. Why is he raising all these conspiracy theories to say Hollywood is pretty crickets right now? He probably means it's like silent, it's like quiet, and it's been quiet because like there's been a pandemic and you know, there hasn't been a ton being filmed.
Yeah, like you're gonna have to fucking be a bit more specific, I think.
I don't want to draw conclusions for you. I mean, even though that's what I've had to do this, we've both had to do this entire time.
Yeah.
I've been drawing conclusions while you've been researching things, trying to find out what the hell he's talking about. I mean, we sort of understand what you're talking about now, but there's a lot of holes here, Josh, and we just really want to know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Like, there's so many holes in this shit that, like, I thought I saw Shia LaBeouf and some fucking painted lizards, you see?
Oh, fuck's sake. Oh, my God. That was, like...
Where's Madame Zeroni at?
I was, like... You talked about a lot of things, but you just raised more questions, and I think you're just spinning like a globe is what you're doing, Josh.
Yeah.
I think you need to just read one thing at a time. Make sure you get to the end. Make sure you've read it. Make sure you've locked it in, that you've processed it before you move on to the next thing. Because this is just, you got too many things going on at once, and you can't turn up from down or north from west or whatever the fuck. You don't know a worm from an apple.
Yeah. Like, we're just having a hard time connecting your points.
Appreciate the comment.
Yeah, we appreciate the comment, and please leave more. But, you know,
thank you.
We just need a bit more context on, like, specific situations. Like, if you chop it up into segments, then maybe we would be able to reconstruct it in a way that goes, oh, so that's what you were talking about, instead of just, like...
It's
like having a year-end exam, and, you know, the teachers didn't give you a textbook all year. It's just like, here... here's the answers to all this shit. And it's like, what shit? What is this? What is that? You didn't fucking teach us any of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so we're like halfway through this comment, right? Or are we almost done?
Oh, we finished. It's done.
Really? That was it? So there was no point.
There was no... he tied it back to Tom Hanks in the end, but
fucking barely.
But yeah.
It said Tom Hanks at the beginning and Tom Hanks at the end.
It didn't even say Tom Hanks at the beginning. He just bring up Bob Odenkirk, who didn't die. Who
didn't die.
And then two other people who said were under 60. One was 60.
One was
the other
60.
One was well past 25 years older than
past 60. Yeah.
So, the fact check says that you're making no fucking sense, and we can't really help you here.
Yeah, Clippy. Like, I'm surprised Cliffy didn't come on screen and say, excuse me, sir, are you having a fucking stroke?
Yeah, clearly you are, because I don't know why you...
Like, nothing... That entire paragraph was not constructioned in a way that made any sense. See, you're turning me into a fucking idiot.
It was not constructive or conducive or...
It lacked the pizzazz.
It didn't follow. You lost the plot, Josh. Lost the plot, and then you kept going, and you never got back to the plot. Okay, you didn't have the plot in the first place. Your first sentence was the immediate contradictions, and then you went off about a tangent about something else, and. We just can't really follow you down this rabbit hole if you're not going to help us out here. We can do all the research we want. Everything seems to point to the contrary of what you're saying here, which some of it didn't even correlate to anything else that you said. So, no. Here's your answer. No.
No.
I don't know if you asked a question. You did ask some questions, and no.
Yeah, no to all of them, I guess, really.
Yeah.
But again, thank you for commenting. Means a lot to us.
Yeah, we'll leave more, and
leave more. Like,
please leave
like
more.
As much as we jest and we joke about like how none of it made any fucking sense. Well,
because it didn't. Sorry,
but it didn't. Like that's kind of what's. So interesting about
it. I kind of enjoyed it. It's kind of like dissecting it. And you gave me some things to think about.
I never got to do biology in school. So like this is the first time I'm actually able to like fucking dissect things, right? Yeah. They wouldn't trust me in school with a knife, right? So.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like I showed up to science class one day and was like, I'm ready to do biology. Let's dissect some frogs. It's like, sir, you are 27 and you don't go to this school. Please fucking leave or we call the police on you.
Yeah. We have to go into full lockdown now.
To go into lockdown, dude. Like, what are you doing?
Please leave and stop wearing the underwear.
Yeah, you don't need
to
wear fucking Speedo. It's Northern Ontario. Also, it's the middle of winter. What do you, sir?
So why are you wearing a woman's fur coat?
Yeah, you're wearing a woman's fur coat and a Speedo.
it's got the image.
What's the theme here, sir? I can't quite put my finger on it, nor would I want to. Kindly fuck off. Anyway, fuck all that.
Anyway, yeah. There's a lot to absorb there. No, we're not absorbing any of that because none of it made sense. Josh, you're going to have to do your own research and come back with a conclusive statement about just what the hell you're talking about.
Oh my God, we've been duped, right? This whole thing was a joke. He's joshing us.
You got us.
Fuck. Okay.
Spent half an hour talking about it.
You pulled the wool over my eyes.
I was. If we can talk about this Tom Hanks, what if there's some merit to him being a pedophile?
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, really trying hard to fucking be like, okay, what if this just, you know, maybe some shit happened and he was fucking, he got drugged somehow and some
dude,
shit.
you know what the dark path would have been? It would have been fucking big too, wouldn't it?
It would have.
He acts like a kid, right? He acts like a kid the whole movie. And then he was in Toy Story and that just fucking, you know, he got, like, he finally got big out of his system. He's like, oh fuck, I was on some pretty hard drugs then. You better not make that mistake again. That Toy Story happened, and
who did Toy Story?
Walt Disney rises from his grave again. It's like, yeah. Who wants some fucking cocaine?
Who wants cocaine and to fuck child prostitutes? And Tom Hanks.
And then Tom Hanks
like,
goes, "No, not again." But then, like, he already caught him in the rat trap. Or whatever.
Yeah.
And now he's Woody. Which is an anagram for would only ostracize dilated youth anus. The A is silent.
What I was saying is that, like, Tom Hanks, before he was, like, you know, he got his start in comedy, and he did, like, stand-up comedy. And, like, you know, being comedians, we can have some pretty dark minds and shit. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe... I don't know.
It's a joke.
He thought it was a joke, and he's like, "Yeah, I want a fucking kid." And yeah, then
now
it happened. I don't know.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know. But then, what's this about? Okay, so I don't know about any. I don't know. This is retarded.
Yeah, maybe. This is fucking stupid.
Probably stupid. Okay, but the thing that is now seems to have happened that we know for sure, according to Chet Hanks' girlfriend, is that Chet Hanks said to her that he was going to blow her brains out and that he didn't want to live on this planet anymore and he was going to blow his brains out. And then, so I was thinking,
what? Did he actually say, "I don't want to live on this planet anymore"?
I believe that was the quote, yes.
That's from Futurama. What the fuck?
Maybe he's watching too much Futurama. He's
watching too much Futurama.
And she took it seriously. Could have been. He's also kind of a funny guy.
Yeah.
But
if it was serious,
I think he had a gun. I don't know that he had a gun. He might have. I don't remember. We read that story.
If there's a gun involved.
Okay. I'd have to fact check that, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
But I was like, why would the son of one of, like, the most renowned, one of the most well-regarded people on the, like, actor, one of the nicest people, like, Tom fucking Hanks. Nobody has anything bad to say about Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Except maybe that he ate too many donuts and now he's got diabetes.
Yeah. And he pees in every movie he's in.
He does, yeah. But, I mean, why would the son of, like, wouldn't that's the son of the rich and famous, wouldn't he, like, have everything he kind of would want, you know? Why is he saying that he wants to not be around anymore? Why is he?
Oh, because once you have everything you want, then what?
I guess, yeah. Be.
Like, ultimately, people want to.
Like, what if he, like, knows? And then he's, like, really different from, like, publicly, his public persona is very different from that of Colin Hanks or Tom Hanks, his brother and his father. And so why is he doing this acting out? And maybe he thinks he can do whatever the fuck he wants. I don't know. But maybe also, I don't know, maybe there is some truth to this conspiracy stuff and he knows things, and that's why he's like, he has to keep it a secret for some fucking reason.
Otherwise he gets either killed or off the family.
Kicked out of the family and shunned, and and then that's why they let him do White Boy Summer.
Yeah. That's why they let him go to Jamaica.
I mean, it sounds insane. Yeah, I will give that. It's a little bit insane. I tried to make some sense of it, but I tried to be like, okay, why is this, like, how did this all start? And, like, what if there is some merit to all of this? And maybe sound like, maybe I spun a little bit. At the end of the day, you can't prove something either fucking way.
Yeah.
There's definitely dark shit that goes on in the world and in Hollywood, particular, indefinitely. We know that. We always know that. I mean, yeah. You can go back to the golden age or like the 20s, the 30s. There's the Black Dahlia murders. There's a bunch of shit. And you can't prove shit either way because those are highly influential, powerful people. And when you have power and you have money, you can get a, that's a loophole to almost being immortal.
Yeah, it, untouchable. It puts you in a different state of mind and presence than like 98% of the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that was kind of a, that went away from everything, but I really wanted to just try to be like, is this making any sense? Like, is anything at all? Like, I don't know either way.
Yeah, it's hard to speculate on something like that.
You could spin your wheels round and round for days and still just raise more questions and you will have answers. I think that's kind of what our friend Josh did here.
He spun the wheels
and he just raised a bunch of more questions. Yeah. he forgot to get out of park and then he kind of went in reverse a bit and then
yeah.
In conclusion,
speaking of fucking being in park and going a bit in reverse,
Grandma Rosendo.
Yes.
Grandma Rosendo. Yes,
Grandma. She tried to go into park and then she went and she backed up over a crash cart.
And she squished all of the tomatoes. We bought the new tomatoes for making the pasta sauce, and she ran over DC. And that is how you make a Grandma Rosina's special tomato sauce with glass shards and rubber fumes.
And skid marks.
Tire skid marks and shards of glass. You see, we put it in our pizzas. And we put her toe cheese on top. And little mushrooms. That also
we put the toe cheese on the top of the fromage. And then we go to Grandma Rosino. And then she go and she bring her a special skid mark tomato.
Put a couple of fucking basil leaves on it. That bada bing bada boom.
Yeah, bada bing bada boom, you know.
Bada bing, bada boom. You throw it in the oven for about 5 hours or so. It comes out crispy and black. Bada boom.
Just like a toenail.
Just like Grandma Rosina used to make, you see?
Before she became a pigeon clone crossover.
God. What have we done to Grandma Rosina? This poor... No,
whatever we want. This goes wherever we want it to.
Yeah, she's simultaneously the oldest being in the universe, so that means like
She is the oldest being in the galaxy, you see. The being we know is God. Grandma Rosino made it from scrapped pizza dough.
God is the right here.
God is
and then
right
Grandma
here.
Rosino. She's off the page.
She's off you the know? Page. You see, Grandma Rosino, she made God out of discounted pizza scraps, pepperoni for eyes, and curly green fungus for beard.
And then she threw a piece of Lego.
And then she threw a piece of Lego is his nose. And that is and the bright glowing light you see from God, that is actually Grandma Rosino. She make a special aroma where she take a big fart on the pizza. That is actually her butthole. It shines like a thousand dying suns.
I hate this. This is stupid. We're just black. All of our Christian viewers are gonna come stab us in the eye. Not even kill us, even just stab us in the eye.
Send a prayer.
Likes and prayers.
Likes and prayers. during I have a story actually.
Okay.
I didn't forget. Is during Josh's comments, he mentioned a plane, and then we talked about scary planes.
Oh, scary plane! Yeah.
Scary planes. Yeah. So I was back in. Well, it doesn't matter when, but I was headed to the Arctic with the military, and we get in one of those big cargo planes, the Hercules.
You know, oh yeah, right. Ones.
And so it's about a 6-hour flight. We've been in the air for about 3 hours. We left from London, Ontario. So the loadmaster, that whatever she is, whatever that position is, they load the plane, whatever they inspect.
Oh yeah.
Kind of like a crew chief, sort of. So she's like, she comes back and she's like, inspecting something with like a flashlight. And then she, rushes back up to the cockpit. And then she comes rushing back out and she goes back to the place where she was and she whips open this cupboard and pulls out toilet paper and duct tape. And so what it was is there's a fucking hydraulic leak in the fucking plane. One of the hoses, one of the hydraulic systems that keeps the fucking plane operating fucking was leaking. And she's trying to stuff it like red green that shit with toilet paper and duct tape.
Fuck.
And half the people are asleep, okay? So
that's
like,
why they call it like 200 mile an hour tape, eh?
Yeah, no shit. Fuck. I was like, is this the military, a government organization?
We're still and fixing shit with duct tape. Still
stuck toilet shit paper. With toilet paper and duct tape is the best. There's no measures for this. This isn't a regular fucking thing. And then so like half of us are like, we're either like most of us, there's maybe one or two of us that are really awake. There's like 12 of us. So by this time, everyone's awake. We wake everyone up. We're all like, buckle in. She fucking buckles in the back and they say nothing. She just starts buckling in, so we all buckle in, and we wake everyone up, and we're like, we're about to fucking die.
Yeah.
Like, we're about to die. And so then all of a sudden the plane, it rumbles a bit, and it starts descending, like, rapidly. And I was like, fuck. Oh, fuck. And by this time, we've been 3 hours in the air, so we're thinking we're halfway to the Arctic, and we're going to fucking crash land. In some like fucking snowy mountain and like be stuck forever, like that. What's that movie where they like, I think it's with Ethan Hawke, and it's like that rugby team that crashed in the north and they all, I can't.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What's it called? I can't remember what it's called. Whatever. So that's all. Yeah, sure, everybody. Air Bud 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's all I'm picturing. Anyways, so then we fucking land in Trenton, which is a 3-hour drive from London, and we've been in the air for 3 hours.
For fuck's sakes.
And we're like,
this Hercules is going
6-hour flight.
Yeah, so, the Hercules has been making fucking stops at every stop sign.
Yeah, like everyone's like so confused when we start like getting low enough to see land, and it's like, this looks like a city. Like we see like car, like this isn't the Arctic. What? This doesn't look like the Arctic. What the hell's going on? And then it's like, so then they take us all, there's people waiting there. We get shuttled back to the airport, and the pilot comes, or the crew chief, whoever the fuck comes, and is like, yeah, so we just had like a, you know, we had a minor hydraulic leak, you know, we have like 3 on board. It wasn't that big a deal, but you know, we felt the need to like, we just wanted to land to be safe, you know, and we're going to switch planes and then be back on our way. And it was like, why the fuck was this lady like panicking, and she buckled in and like basically put her head between her knees, and like, she's shoving shit with toilet paper and duct tape. Like, it's like the goddamn Titanic hit the iceberg and she's trying to like patch it up with tape and fucking
with fucking scotch tape. And
yeah. She's like,
the handkerchief.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. It's like, perfect. That'll
perfect.
Yeah. That's not going anywhere.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the Titanic hits the iceberg, and like the operator came and was like, yeah, so we just, you know, we scraped a little thing, but we're all right now, you know, we're just going to go back to the harbor and switch ships, you know.
Yeah.
We just wanted to be safe, you know, there's not like a gaping hole and you all were about to die.
Yeah.
And the plane didn't turn directly around from its route and emergency land on an airbase. No. Not a big deal. Yeah, so I don't think I've been on a plane since.
Yeah, can't say I blame you, really.
Actually, no, I had to get on a plane to go back from the Arctic. But
no, they just put you in a fucking catapult and let you go.
Yeah, they just like, I was like, can I just stay here? Like, can't we like drive? Like,
just can't put some we barrels just settle in the this back? Over a pint?
Put some barrels in the back of the pickup truck and let's go. It'll be like, yeah, just a few days' journey. It'll be all
just,
right.
Just give me a fucking bazooka and let me rocket jump home, you prick.
Honestly, put me in the cannon and let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
You know, I don't want to be there. The ironic part is that on the way back home, we were put in like a regular like passenger airplane.
they didn't even put you in a Hercules.
It was just like, why couldn't we do this coming up? Like,
they put you in a Deinonychus instead.
Yeah. Like, why don't you just put us in a rocket ship, launch us into space, and then we'll fucking parachute down from the moon. Fuck.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. God. It was like, that's my story for the night. We're about to wrap things up here. You wanted to, said you got some stuff going on. You're auditioning for a play, you said?
That's right. So I got a couple of buddies here that are part of this small theater company called Knockout Productions. And I'm going to be auditioning for a play that they're putting on, which is Sherlock. So I'm just in the audition process now. I've got to propose a... propose isn't really the right word. I have to perform both a comedic monologue and a dramatic monologue. So I've been looking at a couple of monologues here and there, and I'm going to record them tomorrow and and send them to.
Which ones you've been looking at? Which ones you've been looking at?
Well, you're gonna laugh at the fucking dramatic one because it's from fucking World of Warcraft. it's cool, whatever.
That's alright.
Yeah. But the second one is from Peter and the Starcatchers. That's the comedic monologue. So.
Oh, we're in it. Okay, that's
an immersive tricky. View. Wow, I'm in a fucking painting.
Oh my god, I don't.
Mario's gonna run in any second now and jump into my face.
How do I get in the other one? I want to be in this one.
Oh. Yeah, I want to be in this. Help.
Yeah, that's a failed experiment. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Immersive view?
Yeah.
Immersive to fucking who?
Immersive to who? Like, what was that doing? God. You think I want to be in a painting?
Yeah.
No.
I've seen The Scream, and that fella does not look like he's having a good time.
I don't know. Mona Lisa smiling? Was she?
Yeah, was she? Or did she just... Was something not else going smile. On behind the camera?
Yeah, yeah exactly. Behind the painting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The camera. What the fuck am I saying?
Behind the camera.
Behind the camera, yeah.
Behind the candelabra. Oh, God. That was a... Oh, that was a movie.
I didn't see that one.
That was a movie. It's about what's his name? The fuck, the musician, the weird dude, wore the wigs. Starts with an L. Fucking Lucha Domus. No. It's on the tip of my tongue. Luchador. No.
Yeah.
The Libre. Nacho Libre. Nacho Libre. That's it.
Is it actually Nacho Libre?
No.
Well, then you're fucking with me.
Musician L.
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin, yes. Lou Reed.
Lou Reed. Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie. Liberace.
Liberace. And who knew Liberace was gay?
Liberace was weird.
Austin Powers. Yeah.
Who knew Liberace was... Yeah, behind the candelabra. It was like Michael Douglas played Liberace and Matt Damon played like his companion, I guess. But then there's just a scene where like they're like in bed and Michael Douglas as Liberace is like, I want to be your everything. I want to be your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your lover, your friend. It was like, oh my God. Oh my God. This dude wants to control this guy's life. It's like, I will be your everything. And then he ate his face. It's quite a movie. It's quite a movie. Turned into like weird like torture porn. Not really. But yeah. Behind the camera. That's yeah.
I don't know. Seems like an alright movie, but it's just not so bad.
It was I actually enjoyed it, honestly. It was very weird to watch just what this person was when he just kind of was a full blown narcissist at the end of the day. How do you want to end this thing, yeah?
Okay, so thanks again for tuning in. Join us next week when we
or later this later this week when we release, when we do another one of these.
Yeah, join us next week when we talk about the hit movie Zonad.
I don't know if we've already talked about Zonad, and we talk about Chet Hanks having sex with his own dad.
Yeah, Chet Hanks having sex with his own dad, Zonad.
Zonad, his real dad.
Zonad, his real dad.
And Skeletor from He-Man.
Skeletor from He-Man. He-Man cartoon where He-Man is dead and it's just
and he's replaced garbage. By Tom Hanks.
Basically, Tim Fuckus.
Tim Fuckus.
Anyway. I guess that's it. Fuck you.
Go into a space cloud. I'm going to fly through the trees. And I'm going on a space cloud for you and me. We can come together. We can laugh and play like children in the sun. But in the space cloud, not in the sun. But in the space cloud.